Gilg Tú, Gilg Jé as Gilg Nerach.
As lishach yo sho tashin go tayach der Claire Nagale. Smiley am shuish altacha. Hello and welcome to this programme, Claire Nagale. My name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert a Carslach. And this programme, Claire Nagale, is a bilingual one, with part of it in the English language, as Lesh Pert Elyagy Sahilg, and with another part of it in the Manx Gaelic, Chinya Namera, the mother tongue of Elian Fanning, the Isle of Man. As Benacht and Urish, well, this weekend, Shannach is Due has been taking place, and that's based in Ramsey. But on the afternoon of Friday, the 11th of July, 1828, Dorothy Wordsworth is returning from Ramsey to Douglas on a carrier's cart. But before we look at what she wrote about something she did in Laxey, perhaps we'll think about the route. Tamina Harker, Corcunta Michonon Trevi, Fegich, Nolumerkin, Sir Chamerek, as Henk K. Hanavens, Jack Sir Chamer. Vi Achimich, Tremagasti, Lurisha Lyabiek, Vadunya, Lyawer Shang, the Yadu, as they the Huega, the Bollach. We begin with a song in the Scottish Gaelic by singer and piper, actually Rona Lightfoot from Uist Jazz, South Uist. The old woman asks the old man if he's going to marry. He says yes, and it turns out he's going to marry her. Tashu geishach rish radio vanning, stashu na nashun, viskol er skelia mach, by dulish alan vanning. Rona Lightfoot from her album Edrain, the song Eel, 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 Arsachaliak. Eel, I think, is just a vocable. It could be well, 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 something like that. But then we have a construction found in Manx as well. Arsachaliak, says the old woman. Now, the owner of the Balua Cottage, or one of the ladies running it as a guest house, Miss Trivett, has taken Dorothy Wordsworth up to the road to wait for the carrier's cart in which the front place has been taken for me, a most pleasant conveyance. At first over very high ground, crossing frequent glens with rivulets and trees thriving wherever scattered. Well, she was joining the carrier's cart with at the foot of Slieu Lleg. It would be a long way round to go to Port Lleg to Kirkmackle, with a very stiff climb at Ballajora, quite a long stiff climb, and also, again, to reach the Hibernian. There'd be steep ascents anyway, but John Drinkwater's map of 1826 shows milestones, and it appears that the main road was, at that time, directly up Slough Leag. The Slough Leag Hotel, the rest and be thankful, dates only from the 1880s. There may have been refreshments a little further on at the Hibernian. That house and garden were bought by John Looney in 1813, and though it's not mentioned as an inn until 1839, the fact it was an inn in 1839 probably suggests it may well have been before that time, so perhaps in 1828, when Dorothy Wordsworth was passing. Fy enem ersyn chylirach, fy cwnt yn y ffyrelia, yn edyn mor cyr, y stroen yrd yrladach, Uri hwtio sailsio ons linia ceil ben, na meil yn jyrg y fai mychelia, leis na ffiglen gybach ben y rag yn edrog, as na sŵlion jyrg y fe gian dren mi ffag yn sylai grenia er unig yn ceil wyr ons witbi. Fa enem nis er y chron jyrg er y feis, bol fa Jonathan er wulei. Rys tullach fa mychri gyn bwlia, as vaiden der liga machs grech. Ach, der hau mi kir lochit. Severna, lore and sors de hannis gier orach, as e sina mach mer Jonathan chaus lore. Be the host, ma vis sien be acid, niem eschen na goil, as na enien ega a vransel mach rosh de hulien hin. Vami aglet as, as e sharen rawr de yinu na de grei, na de yinu na de grei veg. Lash munga fachidach, hugge en deralau mughilen, as goil greim chonjim, renny rustam skornach lash a lau elia. It's a song in Breton now about a son who's a thief. He's lazy and a womanizer, and he says he'll probably go into politics. And then the singer complains that the establishment always does well for itself, whatever happens. Denez Prigent.
Misère, quand tu vois de mettre 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 misère, quand tu vois de mettre
Breton singer from Saint-Dec in Finistère, whose father was a fluent Breton speaker but used to speak French in the home. But Denez Prigent acquired Breton from his grandmother, and there he sang Armand Blair, the Sun Thief. Durte haus René Chen. Hoyach, begin the Uredach mor Anderson me eben. Carta mai do tanachten torst. René Chen chidchirt. Na naer ren de chuslinen ma fees a uracha. Vami curit a sharn, a squech de lur mor ve, charau mi giri cum reile. Tami sheen de vel sho, pert jane rid eji tan lid sho, tret an laweg a benten rishe grai. As o me ye gau chimajim, hug gain na melen bren ma scornach. Ren na dunya shesha dober an rish, renni klespa lau nas jenna, as yichi les chima, mor da beg eshen a fair virgil jint day, as hai yer. Geni mi manyart lyair sul, as vami lye manilu. Craig houd van rid aglach sho tanach den on hasem, ach ve jean rau tamalt liaur, engul sha, rosh marawi vorm, a veel brain aglach. Rosh marawi vorm, a veel brain aglach, fachidach. Honik me de rene drigalesh en oel oer. Ve jean de rauwe kunyon rauwer jirish tamalt. Now, from the Hibernian, the road then falls down to the Corrie Bridge, which the keystone, as we know from William Kinnish, was set in the year he was born, 1799. There's another climb up out of the Corrie to Glenmona, then the road was down through the valley rather than round the rim of it, as the main road is today, and that going round the rim of that valley was work undertaken by Edward Guttine, who put in the high road from Glenmona to the Kingorrie, just above Minorca in Laxey, now Kingorrie House. On the old road in Glenmona, as you go down below Ballachaleg, there's a milestone on the right-hand side of the road, showing in Roman numerals that it's 11 miles to Douglas. Well, it's then down across the bridge, just above the confluence of the two streams that delineate Belig there up on the right, and then past Tholoquin on the left and Balelin on the right, to the present main road again. However, just a little further, the old road went down again towards Tholomitchell and the Dune. And of course there's then a very stiff climb up out of the Dune and up to Ballarach.
Thank you.
And there we heard youngsters of Bunscala Doon playing May Ellis's tune Green Hills of Doon, since we're thinking of hills in that area, and of course they've been taking part in Shanachas Dew this Easter weekend. Du Stasiun na Nasiun Radio Vanning, Sé Claire na Gael tar a Clash and Cartnish, Meran Pín, Robert Cytin Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Did he ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
To care du Clash and the Claire Shore a Shacht and look du gulle chile and chir chirt, Lorish Raya Kraman eragert inedega Radio Vanning, a Shira enema Claire and Shen. To Claire na Gael jint mor podcast nis, as caird yw gedan y nasty fai yn adeg a Radio Vanning, na fai yn rai chier ydy podcast yw, fel sian Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn na Alexa. And from Balearach we go down past Ballaquirk and Gretchveg, past the two ancient monuments of King Ori's grave on either side of the road, and then it's the descent from Minorca down into Old Laxey. And this is where, actually, Dorothy Wordsworth had come back. She had said wonderful views all the way to Douglas, but then she brought us back to Laxey. And it's there that she says, "Tempted by the cleanliness of a poor hut to enter it with my companion, a young Methodist, who exclaimed to the poor inmate, 'How happy you are! Here you have everything, health and contentment.' 'Nay,' says she, 'I have very little. I have only what I get by spinning, and that's but so much the hank and so much the pound.' 'Well, but there are good people to help you.' 'Good people are but scarce in this world. I don't get much in that way.' 'Well, but you have health, and that is the best of earthly blessings.' 'It is a great blessing, but I have nothing else.' Now, there was no reason why the young Methodist should conclude that this poor woman had any unusual share of health. Rennie Lagacher, as Verhi Sinkel Shis Limage Raya Dunya Shesha Va Kumul Susi, Lesh Eb Fi Vur Chwgei o'r i hun y chawl, as hai er. Eish, lor ei rwm dy creidiach. As mor so bailt, gwrish na ffyr elia, cor dy inchin na nai e tempin. Bailt cwno leis na deinia sio dy chelg mi as dy chor lydl y sorm ons mychyr eilen. Ta fys ednish, as dy fys oxen ons pyrt hana, as bi sledn fys oc rosh foda. Nervous regerden vai chit tessen marad. Lizard ver rail a bree as na aben oxen imit and snether den and die. Houds vad corcujach nin galia mai. Mai ren rail herish a shunan as rem mi klugernen son, as rem mi kaga ernen son, heaten the flinten ros marawad ernen rugger. Vami gavrache nin ai. As us an fers mu en oil thou. Dus tau fail jem ail. Fool jay maala, munja jay ma bunja, ma fres fina field trish tamalt, as na san mi biu ma chum reg as ma air cooney. And the Pan-Celtic International Song Competition will be taking place next Thursday evening in Carlow. And last year's winners were the Cornish band Carrigidu Du with a song by Annie Baylis. Carrigidu are going again, this time as the Annie Baylis band. And here she is singing that winning song from last year, Ollandra. Thank you.
Lemhau la poketi, sombre donzi e crispalis, lay mag of flame, tiengem and go you miller's one as in all, agus quillis, boscochi, da halis. Bis ficken now cometas, to los supras etanis, keni bunas, rain a kensos, gwenes euroes, dragon ray, tilly hancock.
And that's Annie Bayliss, who'll be back in Carlow this year with another of her songs in the Pan-Celtic International Song Competition. That was her winning song from last year, Olandra. Bios de chulina red a chael, eranon a welfer bijau, ach ni sirveis ach de eamon. Ach fos biwyd de cherachas on shenfa jinted, tawus ang oil arn ons mychum rael, nish higu egma aim. Tre tam ancient greyruch, tar, higu herish tollu as moor de chulina ma agnia, as gus an image shen shaw. As sen, hjarni foslit aliena, as leshne ingnan liaur birachega, doshle kushlin sa chluwega. Tre gau an ul toyach der spray ma gas, gaue me gae lau uns lau egison, as e goil graim chonjau, as lesha lau elia, rene graim ma wanel, as rene sai ma veel gus a lot, drawe orum, eder plucha, na slug a shees perche, oh my ye, oh my ye, greater by gentem. Greater fe jintem, da hailtien liedan eri, mister chor ebe, siulans mina des cairs olio ma len, gau chim a jim ye. Now this enthusiastic Methodist has seized on a poor woman's health as the best of earthly blessings. The woman herself says, whilst health is a great blessing, she has nothing else. And Dorothy Wordsworth is doubtful even of her health. She had no appearance of it, she writes, and must have been above 50 years of age. She'd never been married, had lived alone, and was one of 9 children, all now dead or dispersed. After all, my friend again exclaimed, how sweet! Here is everything that is needed for contentment. And, so satisfied, parted with these words, uttered in a soft piping tone, peace be with you, think upon Jesus. Again replied the old woman, that is the only thing, that is the best thing. I certainly saw but little except the extreme cleanliness of her poor hovel, and divided between her and an aged neighbour who was keeping her company, the few halfpence I had in my bag, which certainly seemed to give her more comfort than my friend's felicitations on her blessed condition. Our return visitor to Shanach is Jew is singer and instrumentalist from the Gwydor Gwaeltach in Dunangal, and this is Cachal O'Curoin, and here he sings about poor Lauros on whom the flood comes up.
Beam so like a fleece when and thrive, be matakas kate the macum kyo. Me was a lad that I'm free to say, mother, and shan is a what the wee moon say. Nara khanaka bala na kero mashu falu ba yeer gudin chima flail view. Ma khatas ma watas ma khalili khatas gar khashna wala muskin lai. Nei sha khal wala kudik ma tatar is gala ni akva hi gu. Alan war gala tas kata nar war chinta askin ni hi day. Gillen yarish ke vahen ish to shinna kailiv shinna ke shahit me lay. Scanning your lana ave in a pali, I'm a shivay that in Selinu. Is come shake a minche. Pinch at Nakaya, he buckle a wadi gun yen a chadu at a vial. Our varnish can scalp for every good Nakaya, nation of our heart in the jig. Stage and chalums a good deal, and a bait and set a work the jig down. Ah, the sorrow, Kalini,
Cathal O'Curoin, who also presents a programme, Féile an Airgeáil, on TG Cathair, and there he sang Díri an Tuilleadh ar Lauros from his album Cosán Ciall, Cadan Ciall in Manx, the Path of Music. Now there's a steep climb up Old Laxey Hill and up to Pinfold Hill to Ballacanal, then the descent past Ballabeg and Ballagorn into Garwick. Again, another fair climb up out of Garwick. Now, John Drinkwater's map shows a milestone just past the Liverpool Arms at Ballacachan, and so there, from there the road is going on up the hill to Bigode and Bibalo, and then there's a long descent, quite a steep one, down to the White Bridge, and a shorter ascent on the other side, a stiff climb up to reach Onchan. The road, says Dorothy Wordsworth, still pleasant through the pretty village of Kirkconkin on the heights that looks down on Douglas Bay. Met Henry and William on the sands, and Mr. and Mrs. Putnam. This was certainly one of the loveliest evenings ever seen, sea as still as a mirror, reflecting the streaky sky. Now, Mr. and Mrs. Putnam lived, if you recall, on the Crescent, which was just below Burnt Mill Hill, and in fact I noticed the dam and what were called the remaining walls of the snuff mill were sold in 1812, and what is now Summer Hill was at the time named for that burnt mill. Chich nos er annum bach uns crickle smoo erskin bes oil, as uns mechen gout chimmer jousand as dousanty en oil. Esh gaui teuer der rubbene meelenek, mor de bechid de glenne ad vibin broad. Chauds vi gynch y sgil a aglach ec, ren sper y chiar gol toech der yf ioche, as henc dy chwlio ryd dy fe yn y sbachtel as na sbachtel. Fy hacer gyn lleltis as na hos. Ach, heris yn edyn ega, chauds fan cwnt y eigi gol er, henc graif y chit dy fe yn y strima as na strima o'n sailsio y fora. Dera o'n sy'n chyd sgel djyrg jyn fadran rychyt limonus, ren y neil r agen dy bachtel nai yn olt fy chit dy fe ben. Ta sin a reiche de wel fergin de hannacht en fagus de lure de glaschen eme feier neu vanre, der a ottesmut chit kujach is reiche de roilons laugin utulio. Jay shore tammy shigger. De wel en rien giri dew taika solarish, ne wel fair elia as trya smuer ons kiert boer a chursle oil. And that's the Welsh band Arlog with some very well-known Welsh traditional dance music, taking us back to their very first album in 1978. Jaru tashu geishach rishtashu nanashun radio vanning. As on shaw's shane clare hengach shaw vishrafashin, clare nagail, mish Robert Cutting Carsl, Robert a Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Cabdil jis as feed, lior la Jonathan Harker, and tras la Jerafower. Fair signed thou jinnu ridanach, na golas machiel. Tam y sgriwyd i len sio. Te nish sie ar y chlag, as te ffoen chytrach helios y chemus duderus ons lle ŵr dy chre, as goel rydyn ach dy hi. Sont yn ffairly Helsing, van Helsing as yn ffairly Seward ons Cordeil, mae'r a fel sy'n gi na bod ma'n gynnu y chwd sie ar ein. Diw, mor dy ffiseg gi, bi ffe mer y chwd sie ar ein. Sain daw frail rysgriw eg dach ce, son chylios daw sgwer fai dy smunion. Sain de dy chwlyw ryd, mŵr as beg fe sgriw chys. Fyddi fy iera dy gin y ryd yn bega, ginsach y dun yn chwd smw. Chanodach yn insach, mŵr na beg, ech o'r mina na misiwn zyn y derbyn y smedda na sient a sy'n o'n jw. Ach, sain dun treis jail as jyrkel. Ta mina voch ninch dau kartnish, lesh na djeer, rai shis na liegen an minek, de vele ons borre sechen, ten credjuwein gull prowl. Now, before setting out on their walking tour via the south and west and through to Ramsey, Dorothy Wordsworth and her 18-year-old nephew, Willie, had been staying on the South Quay in Douglas with Henry Hutchinson. Now, he was the brother of Mary Hutchinson, who was married to Dorothy's brother and Willie's father, the poet William Wordsworth. Henry Hutchinson was a retired mariner. He'd been born in Penrith in 1869. I wondered whether he might have sailed at some time with Captain Robert Brown, the father of the Reverend Robert Brown. Captain Brown was born in 1761 and he died at sea in 1800. Keeping house for Henry Hutchinson was his sister Joanna. Joanna had taken Dorothy to visit the family of the Reverend Robert Brown and later became godmother to Margaret Brown, so the Hutchinsons evidently knew the Browns very well. However, Joanna hadn't accompanied Henry, Dorothy and Willie on their walking tour because, well, it seems she wasn't well. We'll hear more of that anon. Now, we heard Scottish band Skip Innish last time with piper Andrew Stevenson. Well, this time is his wife, Gaelic singer Rachel Walker, singing here with the band Crúnj.
Allah, what a ho, hoshin kovic, Allah.
Rachel Walker singing the song Alavaraho with Croon, a song that Rachel Walker learned from her tutor at the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland, Dr. Kenner Campbell. Now, we hadn't been told about Joanna Hutchinson being in ill health, as far as I could see, and she'd certainly walked with Dorothy Wordsworth. That was only round Douglas, although she did go across the sands to the Putnam's house, so she'd gone from the South Quay over to the north side and then walked across the sands to the Crescent. So it's a fair way, I suppose, 2.5 miles. But Dorothy Wordsworth notes, "I found Joanna, alas, not much better in health." And in fact, just looking ahead, just before she leaves the island, Dorothy Wordsworth leaves the island, she and Joanna have taken a stroll on the Red Pier, and she remarks that she's uneasy about Joanna's spasms. So perhaps there's a respiratory condition here. "And thus, anyway, here," writes Dorothy Wordsworth now, "ends my tour." That's her walking tour, although she got the carrier's cart from Ramsay to Douglas. "Thus ends my tour, which certainly has confirmed my previous notion that with proper culture, this island might be made even more beautiful than the Isle of Wight. In many parts, the shores are abrupt, rocky and bold. In others, green yet steep. The rocks mostly of a fine dark hue, which I think much more striking than the white southern cliffs of England. The whole island is well watered. Some of the streams, considering their short course, are even considerable, and the glens are fine nurseries for wood." Te gre de vele orin frail ristres jail, as the gin ji kunalien gusengera. Jera, oh my ye, cray vissen Jera. Gasava. Trevan fairly van Helsing is an fairly sewer der jit back by Fag and Renfield Bach, Renchen Lord the Trom Hushach, Machon de Verino. Hayach denchen fairly sewer done, Tref eisen as yn fferli ban Helsing yng Ngolgus yn Chamber Hys, drawed yng Edyn Renfield na lai er y lair Ulliw Craplet. Fan eddyneg y brwdjet as croedjet stiach dy sledden, as fe crawyn y wannol brysht. Frae yn fferli siwr dyn ten jelach fe dyn o cwrm sa halia rawi e chlas yn feg. Dwrdau dy rawi na hai, rhan i goi rys dy rawi liei hyfina. Tre chile corean yrd ys y chamer. As eis dy raw Renfield a'r nilach mach dy yrd cius dy chyrdyn, my yi, my yi, my yi. As lwg sien dy denk ffair jay tushim sys. As tre hai ys jacks y chamer, dy dŵr ea na lai ar y lair, yn edyn ffô, cart mor raw na ffyr li ar nagan ei. Brai ban Helsing, jay, rawi a chlasen, corean na corae. Well, here Breton bard and singer Francis Maule laments the unhappy times when it's difficult to get work.
Tu goes a yo wankizu, oh, se la wid mal va homzu, oh, va bo. Te bez am zer glaharus war nom zo eruet, te pa ur kias mal aurus, vem des avis gwelet, Kannst du da so glaharet, oh, tam la burbet viskavet, oh, varo. Gweshal an den avischer palaburi vendes, Vese lauen a seder e chouni deserves, Vraiment in ti egesiu, oh, ne glever ne met klemu, oh, vavo. Ma ve kasse dan estren pepini barzevro, an trau a heller kumpen, ja fe gwello en dro. E France e main da vergnu, oh, ganto ma laburiu, oh, vavro. O France, o mamken karet, o deom ta labur, or halo nous o rannet, des bu an dor si cour. Songez namzer dreminet, oh, ni orbe sasi venet, oh, vavro. Padar brisel divesa en homme peus be songet, alie serpen kenta, ni azo be kaset, Goude gouni da brisel, oh, gannaoun ni ranko mervel, oh, vavro. Aoutrou doué beniget doué a disteignen, O tu galiken karet a radio her beden, Mirit an ol briselliou, oh, A vous, idiom labouriou, oh, vavro.
Francis Maule with Du Prince on accordion, and at the end he asks for divine protection from wars and to give work. The irony is that the recording is from 1938. Dorte na body grey. De rauwe jean de ege toyach, de rauw de jou on. Ach, no na rauw pech bi elius a chamer, na vodach ee wee ach an en. Oddach ee grey fo lu, me vech feimer, de rauw na foglen, me yi na lort lorisch en sorensach. Besides, adds Dorothy Wordsworth, wherever wood is seen on the high ground, it thrives. The small clefts or glens are innumerable, and the whole country, except the mountains, is sprinkled over with houses and huts. Now, perhaps we'll finish off these extracts from Dorothy Wordsworth's diary next time. As Masor Shanae Cartnish, we close Clairnagale with music written and performed by Becky Hurst, who's here for Shanachar's Jew this weekend, and she's playing here with her band Birling Jerg. Chris Pearson will be here from 7 to 9 with the best of chill-out music for your Sunday evening, and then at 9, Judith Leigh will be presenting her programme, Sundown. As Masor Nish, until the next time then, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Ivai Machrieru, as Orcerlie, as Mayirian shared you will you.